Good morning. This is Eric Anderson, field crops educator with Michigan State University Extension, and this is your weekly Ag Update. Our field crops team hosts a free weekly online presentation for growers and agribusiness professionals called the Virtual Breakfast Series. It runs on Thursday mornings from 7 to 7:30. I'll tell you how you can join future meetings in a minute, so get ready with a pen and paper. The session this week featured MSU's field crop pathologist Martin Chilvers giving an update on crop diseases. Tar spot on corn looks like tar that has been flecked onto the corn leaves and husks. The spots are raised and shiny, and they don't rub off when you rub the leaves. Significant losses were seen in 2018 with first reports coming from Allegan County, but it was confirmed in 25 counties, including St. Joe. In 2019, it has been confirmed in 7 counties and possibly in a few more, with the closest being Kalamazoo County. The fungus can cycle in as little as 2 weeks, and the disease develops quickly once early symptoms are found, compared with other diseases like northern corn leaf blight. Applying a mixed mode of action product at tasseling or R1 is effective, but apps even as late as R3 can help. You can tank mix the fungicide with an insecticide if that is needed. There are no mycotoxins associated with the disease, but it will reduce yield and may cause lodging, so consider harvesting early if you find this disease in your field to a significant level. The weather outlook was presented by MSU's ag climatologist Jeff Andreessen. Rainfall totals this past week for the area ranged from 0.06 in Albion to 1.3 inches in Benton Harbor, with an average of 0.65. We received only 50% to 75% of normal precipitation in July. The rains that fell late Wednesday night were the last ones we're likely to see for a while, as another week of cool and fair weather sets in until at least Tuesday next week. Current forecasts for our area call for 0.5 inch to up to 1.25 inches through next Thursday. The 6 to 10 day outlook is calling for cooler temps, but those will give way to warmer than normal temps during the third week of August, with normal to below normal precipitation. Jeff also highlighted the U2U website, where farmers can input a few pieces of information about their corn crop to get an estimate of when you can expect the crop to mature compared with historic first frost dates. The soy water crop model is also available for soybean, and Mike Staten mentioned that soybeans that have reached R7 are immune to damage from frost. To sign up for a weekly email reminder for the free weekly Field Crops Virtual Breakfast Series, get a participant computer link or phone number, or to see the schedule for the season, visit the Field Crop Team's webpage on the MSU Extension website at www.canr.msu.edu/field_crops and click on the Virtual Breakfast tab at the top. If you can't make it Thursday mornings, you can view all past recordings with closed captioning on the Virtual Breakfast webpage. I also want to make you aware of an important meeting that MSU Extension will be hosting next week north of Sturgis in St. Joseph County. On Friday morning, August 16th, we will host the Southwest Michigan Crop and Irrigation Research Field Day. The meeting will be sponsored by the Michigan Soybean Promotion Committee and include a free lunch. Topics include old and new tools for irrigation scheduling and soil moisture monitoring, corn leaf wetness and tar spot in corn, irrigation uniformity checking with Taco Bell or Eye in the Sky, soybean nodulation and crop development research, soybean production in a late planted season, and deer management in field crops. Register online at MSU Extension website or call the Extension office. I'll be back next Saturday morning at the same time with a quick overview of next week's virtual breakfast, where MSU's Dr. Kurt Thalen will talk about industrial hemp in Michigan. If you have any crop questions throughout the season, give me a call at the Centerville Extension office.